From the studios of WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, this is Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Our topic today, arts and the local economy. Will a new performing arts venue, the largest in the region, edge out smaller theater companies in the competition for ticket buyers? Or will it expand the audience for the artistic community as a whole? It was 2008 that voters approved a $164 million bond for Cape Fear Community College. A portion of that money is being used for a 1,500-seat Humanities and Fine Arts Center, slated to open next year in downtown Wilmington. On today's Coastline, we'll explore how a new venue might affect the local economy and how producers and theater managers plan to grow their audiences. Thalian Hall Center for the Performing Arts, the oldest theater in Wilmington, is situated just blocks away from the site of CFCC's new Humanities and Fine Arts Center. Joining us now in the studio is the man who has run Thalian Hall for the last 35 years. He's responsible not just for keeping Wilmington's historic landmark functioning, both financially and operationally. He also regularly appears in productions after making his Thalian Hall stage debut in 1966. And he just published a book documenting the history of the iconic landmark, beginning with its opening in 1858. That book, Thalian Hall, goes on sale August 11th. Tony Rivenbark, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you. And thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Also with us in the studio today, he's played just about every possible role in the local theater community, both in front of audiences and behind the scenes, with just about every local theater company. After working for 9 years at UNCW, most recently as Director of Campus Life, Arts, and Programs, Shane Fernando is the newly appointed and the first director of Cape Fear Community College's Humanities and Fine Arts Center. He also happens to be a regular commentator here on WHQR. Shane Fernando, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you so much for having me.
During the next hour, you're invited to join our discussion. If you're involved in local theatrical productions, either on stage or off, tell us how you compete for audience members. If you're a theater patron, how do you decide which shows to attend? Would a new, larger venue mean you'll spend less at other theaters? Give us a call at 910-343-1138 or send us an email to coastline@whqr.org. You can also tweet us at @CoastlineHQR. Shane Fernando, let's start with you. Some of our listeners may know that you are also the recent past president of Thalian Hall Center for the Performing Arts Board of Directors, and you have now taken over as a programming consultant for Thalian Hall, which to an outsider would look like a conflict of interest.
Well, actually, for Thalian Hall and for Cape Fear Community College having a similar programmer on staff actually gives that programmer more muscle when negotiating with artists and agents and negotiating the best fee and negotiating routing for artists that we can bring to our community. So actually it's a win for our community and it's a win for each of the venues by having that.
And I want to get into a little bit more this whole idea of regional collaboration. But Tony Rivenbark, let's go back in time a little bit. When you first heard that CFCC was going to build a brand spanking new state-of-the-art Humanities and Fine Arts Center, what was your gut reaction?
Well, I think you have to think about this discussion about a larger venue for this community has been discussed for like 15 years. And so this is nothing new to me at all. And I have had numerous meetings with Cape Fear Community College, with the arts group, with the different arts leaders, symphony, all talking about these issues. It takes a long time to build a new venue in a community. And when you build it, it's not you're not solving the problems of the past. You're solving the problems of the future.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you can't do anything about the past. You can only plan for what you're going to do tomorrow. You can't plan for what you did yesterday. So these venues are built they aren't built often. You don't have – very often do you have a new facility for the performing arts. And they are built for the long haul, not for the short haul. So this process, we looked at next to Thalian Hall. We looked at many different sites as people were trying to figure this out. Eventually, the community college came forward and decided to do what they're doing. So gut reaction, a new hall. Yeah, well, that's going to change some things. But that makes it more exciting, and you start planning for that and looking at positioning Thalian Hall. That was part of what we did with the last restoration. Mm-hmm. We worked a lot on the beauty of the interior because the uniqueness of Thalian Hall isn't going to change. They're bigger. We're a little smaller. Everything, one size doesn't fit all.
Right. So completely different venues with very different purposes. You share the purpose of promoting the arts in the region and particularly in downtown Wilmington. Shane, once this is finished, what is it going to mean for downtown Wilmington?
Well, for our region, it's a game changer in terms of the caliber of the performer and the artistry that can be brought to our region. We have not had a venue that can, of this scale, that can technically do the things for large-scale touring productions and certain types of large-scale musical acts. And so that is extremely exciting. And to have it also downtown, I think it's just it's a huge win-win because you could already see the development already occurring around that building with a huge apartment building going in across the street that spans the entire block, and the plans for the marina. There are 1,100 residential units planned to open in the next year and a half, all within a block radius of the new theater. So you could already see the redevelopment of the north side of downtown, and I think that is a step that needs to happen if people want to see the revitalization of downtown continue, is to have residents in downtown. Not people who will come and party and then leave and not care how they leave it, but people who downtown is their home. And we're already seeing, I think, the results of that by having this anchor on the north end.
We talked a little bit about the collaboration between entities. Shane, you have a history with Thalian Hall. How, Tony, are the two of you collaborating in terms of your planning for upcoming seasons? What does this mean?
Well, we've always had a relationship with UNCW. And Stephen Barefoot was doing the outside programming, the bringing in the artists that we bring in for years, and he retired. So we asked Shane last year if he would take that on, because we were already co-presenting events with not only UNCW but with WHQR and other events in the community. So it's just a logical move when he shifted to the community college to look at the same idea, and the community college was open to it too. So we're really excited to have something down the street. We'd much rather have, create a synergy of activity with the performing arts in the same area. So we're pulling people to the same part of town. It's much easier for us to deal with than if competing with something in another county or on the other edge of the town. But we think that by doing by working together on this programming, we won't be on top of each other. Mm-hmm. We can do what needs to be at Thalian Hall that's appropriate for Thalian Hall, and then the things that we can't do at Thalian Hall that suit the larger environment, that will go there, and we won't be opposite each other. And so, therefore, that will benefit both entities and audiences. So they won't have to choose.
We have a really good question from Anonymous, who sent in an email. This person says, what role, if any, will the new performance arts venue play in cultivating and fostering arts education in our schools?
Absolutely. That's a very good question. Well, the center itself is a laboratory for our students, and part of the bond. Obviously, the facility also has the 1,500 to 1,600 seat venue, but the other half of it is an academic space for the Humanities and Fine Arts Department, and so those are for our community college students in the performing arts, visual arts, music, drama, communications, foreign languages, philosophy, and religion. And so those students will also have their academic experienced, enhanced by being in, you know, having the proper labs and classrooms and studios to be educated within. But also the facility will be run as a student laboratory. So our backstage crew much of it will be students and from our drama program. And so they'll be earning credit, but also getting applied learning within the facility. So I see the facility as a laboratory. Now, moving beyond the community college, with Thalian Hall, but also with the university, developed, you know, very strong connections with our community youth through DREAMS and through the New Hanover County school system. And we'll definitely intend to connect artists through dynamic residency programming to our community's youth. So,
And if I might add to that, this venue will, of course, be available for other community arts groups to use who may develop, and some of them already are doing, youth programming. And this will provide new opportunities to do that. You can bus in a whole lot more students to a 1,600-seat hall than you can a 600-seat hall or a 1,000-seat hall. So I think you have to take into consideration those arts organizations that will be using that facility and what kinds of activities they will do.
That's a good point. I want to hear more, too, about what kind of access the public is going to have to this center when we come back. You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. Today we're talking with Tony Rivenbark of Thalian Hall and CFCC's Shane Fernando about arts and the economy in the Cape Fear region and the community college's newest addition, which when finished will be the area's largest performing arts venue. Do you work in the arts locally? What do you think a 1,500-seat venue will do for the downtown area? Give us a call, 910-343-1138, and you can send emails to coastline@whqr.org. This is Coastline.